I'm Pat O'Brien. A recent Virginia Supreme Court decision on homosexual rights and family law has given me back some of my faith in real old-fashioned conservatism. I don't mean the Reagan administration variety. So far, that seems to mean reduced rights for people with little political clout. To me, conservatism means conserving. That's what the Virginia court did. It ruled that a lesbian mother cannot be declared unfit and permanently deprived of her child solely because she is homosexual. In other words, the court ruled that conserving the family unit is far more important than upholding a society's right to be outraged at socially unacceptable behavior. To anybody who cares about a parent's relationship with a child, the facts of the case that brought this landmark decision are sobering. The lesbian mother and her husband were divorced 6 years ago. Their son stayed with the mother until a year later, when the father, by then remarried, snatched the child and took him to another state, eventually winning permanent custody. At that point, the mother was given visitation rights. But the father and his new wife pushed their case further. They wanted to end totally the natural mother's right to be with her child. So they sued for adoption on the grounds that the mother's lesbianism would result in serious harm to the boy. A lower court ruled in their favor. For 3 years, almost totally deprived of any contact with her son, this mother fought to get that court decision overturned. Finally, she succeeded. Think of what happens in 3 years of a child's life. This boy was 8 years old when he was yanked away from his mother. He has moved from being a little boy to the edge of adolescence, and all the experiences of growing up during those 3 years are lost to them both. Now, if there were evidence that he had been harmed by his mother's lesbianism, you wouldn't find me wringing my hands over her deprivation. But there was none. On the contrary, many witnesses testify that she was a good and loving parent. Research on these relationships so far shows no evidence that the children of homosexual parents are doomed to become homosexuals themselves. These parents don't wish the problems of that life onto their children. Nobody has to tell them that it's easier to be straight in our society. So three cheers for the Virginia Supreme Court. Family relationships are precious. Yes, they are under threat from many quarters. But the real threat here was from a righteous, punitive father, not a loving mother who happened to be lesbian. I'm Pat O'Brien for Spectrum.
Six personal points of view on Spectrum. Opinions not necessarily those of this station or the CBS radio network.